Thank you, Jim, for those words well spoken. Where are you, Mindy? There you are. I was all set to look right at you. To my dear friend, I want to begin by saying to you what a privilege it is to be asked by you, Mindy, to deliver the pastoral charge. We have known each other a very long time. Long enough that I remember being at your ordination over 25 years ago. Now, of course, now everybody knows that we were ordained as children. Well, maybe not exactly. But there's been a lot of growth in the span of 25 years. You have served several congregations, each of which has taught you something, as the folks here at Grace will teach you something. So my first charge to you, friend, is to be available to the new learning that this community of God's people will offer you. Together, you are fashioning something that is grounded in each of your histories, but which will take new meaning and form as you live into God's vision for your life together. I want you to trust that indeed God is still speaking in the midst of what you have been called to do together, as a mission outpost for the extension of God's reign of love. Which leads me to my second charge to you. Find ways to make yourself available to God's still-speaking voice, God's ever-present Spirit. Now, you know this can take all kinds of forms. But I also know that it's helpful along the way to be encouraged to do the things that I'm supposed to do, but often ignore because the pace of pastoral life can come at you fast and furious. So these things we promised to do when we were ordained, like reading scripture and prayer and meditation, ongoing reading to stretch your heart and mind, do these things as much as you can, because they are intended to be a gift to you when everything else in life may seem like it's running you over. I've always liked this image of the mask in the airplane, you know, before you take off, the flight attendants are giving the instructions. If the cabin should lose pressure, oxygen masks will deploy from the ceiling of the plane. Remember to put your own mask on first and then tend the needs of those who are around you, right? Sounds like a lot like a charge for pastors. There are days when the spiritual cabin of the community seems to lose air pressure. It's at times like these that putting one's own mask on first in prayer and study can be vitally important to tend to the needs of the community around you. Not only that, these dear people of Grace Church, they need you to be continually deepened because they want to be deepened in their faith. Remember, they want you to preach and teach both from your head and your heart, with passion and enthusiasm, which of course means with spirit. Now that's connected to my third charge to you. Remember the Sabbath, and you know I'm not very good at this, so I offer this really more as mutual accountability, because I keep having to relearn this in just about everything else I'm charging you to do today. But the truth is that God has given us the gift of renewal and rest. Now, Sabbath is most often understood as a day of rest, and that certainly is good, and I'm glad that Jim mentioned honoring your day off. But I want to encourage in you a special daily practice of Sabbath. It has to do with a sense of humor. Much of ministry is filled with very serious things, dare I say life and death on some days. But in the midst of all that seriousness, remember that there is funny stuff that happens in church, often because of our own foibles. Strangely, these times are a gift because they remind us that we're not in control. As much as possible, find a way to laugh every day, especially at yourself. This will free you from all kinds of weight by helping you remember that God is the maker and holder of your life, and God already loves you. Oh yeah, there's that one. Remember to love. Again, easier said than done here, I know. Love God with everything you've got. Love yourself. This can be tough, I know. But I'm here to remind you that your primary identity is not as pastor of Grace Church. Your primary identity is that you are a beloved child of God. God loves you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Yep. I want you to embrace this gift. I want you to pass it along to all these beautiful people out here. Love others as much as you love yourself, and trust that God can use even the smallest of openings for transformation. But of course, you can do all that I've charged you to do up to this point and still find yourself strangely alone. So I urge you to do that which I know you've already begun to do, because I'm privileged to be with you. Seek the gift of colleagues and friends for nourishment and encouragement. Everybody needs space to blow off steam or simply be without having to be the planner or the one in charge. Be diligent in your commitment to broaden your circle of your ministry through intentional contacts with colleagues, both within the UCC and ecumenically, and in interfaith contexts as well. This will give you not only support, but it will continue to help reframe your sense of what God is doing in the world by being aware of the work of God in other places and communities of faith. The reality is that the way ahead for Grace Church and your ministry here is uncharted territory. God is unfolding a new thing even as we are gathered together here today. The challenge is to remain attentive to this move of God that has brought you together and now leads you as you are joined in a shared ministry. But how will you do this? Remember that you are blessed to be a blessing. The other night, when you were at our house, we were talking about your ordination. The preacher was the Reverend Dr. Reuben Shears, who was head of the Office for Church Life and Leadership for many years in the older structure of the national setting of the church. He was Ralph, your mentor and boss for a while before you started in conference ministry. And you'll remember that we were fondly recalling this giant of faith who stood, what, about 5 feet, about shorter than me, I think. Yeah, so less than 5'5". You cannot be in Reuben's presence and without hearing these words. Bless your heart, right? You remember it? Bless your heart. So I say to you, Mindy Quellhorst, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart as you preach and teach. Bless your heart as you listen and learn. Bless your heart as you visit and are with people. Bless your heart as you challenge them and yourself to grow. Bless your heart as you love them with all your heart. Bless your heart because God has blessed you to bless. And God has created you and Grace together to be amazing. Yes, 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 yes. Never forget, my dear friend, that those of us who know you well, we love you. We are here for you. Godspeed for the journey. Amen. Amen. Amen.